Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show on this Monday, News Talk 830 WCCO. We will pay attention to the radar and the weather that is moving through the entire evening. So we will be cognizant and paying attention to a lot of what's going on because that's what we do well here at WCCO, one of the many things that we do well here. I have to start, though, with the obvious story, topic that everyone's fixated on, me included. And there's no other way for me to say it. I feel like I'm losing faith in humanity. You know, I think that oftentimes we tend to, as one of the developed, looked upon as top countries in the world, we tend to look at other countries and talk down to them about their way of life, what they stand for. And we, quite frankly, as a whole, we aren't much better right now. We are failing as a nation, and it annoys me. We have the potential to be such a beautiful country. And I'm not saying that there is nothing for us to be proud of. I'm not saying that there aren't things that put smiles on our faces at times. But the climate in this country right now is toxic hate. And that toxic hate is suffocating the good that we have in American life. The events of this past weekend, the assassination of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, and the stalking of many others is beyond tragic. This is the type of event that shakes communities and a nation to its core. To think that this isn't a dream, but a reality that we are living in, that leaves me speechless. So I'm like all of you, or the majority of you, that are sickened, that are saddened, grieving, and just flat out upset about what has taken place in our state. senseless. Something that never should have happened. And we say this all the time about how do you deal with your frustration and venting and doing whatever. To think that we legitimately have people that will kill other people because they think that that is the way. That they will try to, in some weird way, which it isn't, create change or make a statement is beyond unacceptable. You know, to think that in my mind that I feel like we're going to learn from this, that we're going to grow from this, that we're going to be better from this, that we'll come together from this. I would like to think that that's the case. I don't, in my heart of hearts, believe that. We have been going down this road for years. And I think that we all need to be honest with ourselves. That we are in a really, really bad place, a place we shouldn't be, but there aren't enough people that want us to come out of it. We had people praising just this past year when the CEO of a health company got gunned down in New York, praising the shooter. What's wrong with that? Many times this weekend I struggled with words. I really did. I really did. I don't know how you guys felt, but I felt like the entire weekend there was a cloud that was just over me. Over me. And I've never met the Hoffmans. I don't recall that I've ever met the Hortmans. I don't need to feel the way that I feel. You know, for us to get out of this place that we're in, this toxic hate, it takes everyone to look in the mirror and understand, I got work to do. We got work to do. But I honestly, I'm losing faith, and I feel like that ship has sailed. When I heard acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson talking earlier today about the level of evil with this story, When I heard him talking to everyone about Vance Bolter, there was a level of, I don't even know what you want to call it, anger, to know that this is our current reality based off all of the toxic hate. This right here is the acting U.S. attorney speaking to the media earlier.
After shooting Senator Hoffman and his wife, Belter traveled to the home of another Minnesota state representative in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Video surveillance showed that Belter rang the doorbell at the state representative's house at approximately 2:24 a.m. on Friday night. Again, he was dressed as a law enforcement officer, wearing a tactical vest and body armor, carrying a handgun and a flashlight, and wearing that same hyper-realistic silicone mask. Again, the images, as you can see on the screen, are haunting. Now, fortunately, the state representative was not home. She and her family were gone on vacation. And so Belter left. Belter then traveled to the home of a Minnesota state senator who lived in New Hope, Minnesota. He parked in the street in that same black SUV with the police license plate. At about 2:36 a.m. on Friday night, after learning of the shooting of Senator Hoffman, New Hope police dispatched an officer to conduct a wellness check on the state senator who lived in New Hope. When the New Hope officer arrived at the scene, she saw Belter's black SUV parked down the block with the lights on. The New Hope police officer believed that Belter was a police officer who had been dispatched to the scene to check on the status of the state senator. The New Hope police officer pulled up next to Belter in his car, rolled down her window, and attempted to speak with him. Belter did not respond. According to the officer, he just sat there and stared straight ahead. So the New Hope police officer, who had been dispatched to the scene, proceeded to the state senator's home, and she waited for other law enforcement to arrive. When they did, by the time they did, Belter had left the scene.
How were you feeling? Are you as upset as I am? Are you scared? Because there is a lot of moving parts to this story. Like, there's a lot that we're going to have to find out. There's a lot of questions. Because we know that people, and we get this, right? It happens all the time. And it definitely happened this past weekend. People jump to conclusions about the killer, politicize the situation across the board. 651-461-9226. If you want to text the show, let us know how you're feeling. Let us know your thoughts. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of a break. This is The Lake Show on The Good Neighbor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Text lines weighing in on the conversation. Everyone out there should be extremely troubled at the killing of Melissa Horbin and her husband. John Hoffman and his wife being shot. If you're not troubled, if you're not upset, then you are the problem. You are. There's no place for this to be happening. But toxic hate continues to fuel so many problems in the United States of America. I'm not going to look down on any other country when we got as many damn problems as we got here. I want to get to some of these texts. Henry, this from the 651. Why has everybody gone to one site? I think they mean side. Either the far left, far right. Personally, I'm kind of in the middle. I think the Republicans have some good ideas. I think the Democrats have some good ideas. But why, oh why, can they not agree with each other and have to stick to party lines? That's a good text, good thought. I've said this for years. I'll repeat it again. One of the reasons why we have so many flaws politically is that people cling to labels. Stop feeling like you got to identify with the damn label or with the party. How about just being a good person? Like, I have somebody on the text line that's talking about your party's actions have created this, the Democratic Party. I don't identify with anybody. I'm not throwing up Bloods and Crips. I'm not throwing up Democrats and Republicans. I'll talk about parties. But at the end of the day, you know, like on my birth certificate, I didn't come into the world that says he's a Democrat. So like, of course, your ideology, the things that you believe in, how you see the world. Yes, maybe lean one way versus the other. But at the end of the day, I it's not going to say he was a Democrat on my headstone. Stop being so damn dumb. That's part of our problem. From the 612, Henry, I'm losing faith. Just seeing the comments supporting this assassination. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I am disgusted. Like Mike Lee from Utah, he can get bent. He can get out of here. And I'm glad that Tina Smith saw him today and had some words for him. That's just unacceptable. Like, I'm feeling much of what you are feeling. No words yet. From the 218. From the 612, keep praying, Henry. It is incredibly unfortunate that we have a president that fuels the hate fire. Look, I pray every day, but I'm not going to sit here and go with the prescribed thoughts and prayers. It's not enough. We have to fundamentally do more. It really is unacceptable. Let's take a phone call here from, let me see, Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, Henry.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Your opening comments, I forget exactly what words you used, but something, you know, to the extent of pessimism as to where the hell are we going around here.
Yeah, I essentially said that, and I'm really losing faith in humanity. Yeah.
Yep, and I agree with you. I agree completely.
Bless you.
I try real hard not to throw in and tell. But there are times when you got to sit there and look at it and say, why not? What the hell?
Well, I think that we're living in times where I see why so many people get depressed with the current state of life here.
Yeah, yeah. And we have sunk to such a low in our social behavior, in our citizenship, indeed the core of our citizenship, that I don't know what's next.
Yeah.
I mean, I just really don't know what's next. And, well, if you're feeling a little down in the mouth about the whole thing, you're not alone. Gotta tell you that.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Stock Rapids. And people are weighing in on the text line. And look, quite frankly, a lot of people on the text line feeling the same way that I'm feeling. I remember on that Saturday, and I had to go because I had committed to it, going to the Lynx game. And it was a 12 o'clock tip-off, so it was right at noon. And the Lynx dominated. They were playing the L.A. Sparks, which is a well-known I couldn't think during the game. I'm sitting there, and I'm watching. And, yeah, I'm watching, but I just couldn't think. I'm sitting, and I'm talking to Pierre Nugent from Fox 9, and we're just kind of like, we're both just like, what is going on in the world? It was like I was there, but I wasn't there. And that's why this morning on the morning news with Anita Sarkar, I was talking to her, and I had to, because she asked me a Twins question, and they got swept over the weekend. And, you know, of course I watched the Twins, but I felt like I was just sitting along watching games, and I couldn't even really take it all in. I was casually observing the games. You know why? Because nothing mattered to me this weekend. Nothing mattered. What mattered was that there was a couple that was killed. There was a couple that was in the hospital fighting for their lives. Our state, our community was traumatized. And they hadn't gotten the killer yet. He was still out there. And people were searching for him. And law enforcement was doing their best to try to find this gentleman. That was what was on my mind this entire weekend. It wasn't the score of any game or the outcome of any game. None of that mattered to me at all. And I do want to address this one text before we go to another break, because we're going to continue with this. From the 763, sounds like the New Hope officer, police officer screwed up by not following through. Let me say this, okay? Because we will find out more in the coming days and weeks and months, right? We know that. I'm not going to jump to any conclusions here with the police work. Have always and will always support phenomenal police work. And law enforcement, they were on the job trying to. And we talk about how it was nipped in the bud in terms of communication to say, hey, we have an issue here. Please go check on these people because this person is going after people. That was amazing. With regards to the police officer that came up on him and was trying to vet and ask the questions, I'm not going to sit here and be the most judgmental in this moment because, number one, we don't have all the facts to this, right? Number one. And then number two, it is... That officer was trying to, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, that officer was trying to get to a home to make sure that somebody was okay.
Yes.
It's not as though they knew exactly who they were dealing with and what they were dealing with in that time. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have it all.
They didn't have the information that we have now.
They didn't have all of the information. So yeah. I guess what I'm saying is I'm not sitting here saying, well, maybe they could have nabbed him there and it would have prevented and maybe the Hortmans would be alive or whatever. The reality is they went to go check to make sure that somebody else on the list was fine and it just, I don't say slipped through the cracks, but it just didn't, you know what I'm saying?
They crossed paths and yes. Didn't realize it. And it's so easy to sit here and say, man, well, okay, if this guy, if he's just sitting there and he doesn't respond and you're trying to make contact, conversation, and he's sitting there just like in this comatose state, you're like, oh, man, it's so easy to look back at this and armchair quarterback it. But, I mean, you know that officer is second-guessing everything right now. Like, let's let everything play out. Unfortunately, yeah, the you would not think that there would be somebody that would be there dressed up as law enforcement when somebody would be there. It would make sense for that car to already be there. So I can understand why you wouldn't question it in real time.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. Another layer of this conversation that I have to get to with regards to local media. We get to that after weather on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, thanks for all the texts that are coming in. This one is interesting to me from the 763. Henry, I think Bolter didn't respond to the New Hope officer because he was pondering whether to kill her. She did good and probably saved her life by moving on and calling for backup. She deserves no criticism. I could see that being the case as well. I'm not going to sit here and stake any claim that law enforcement was not appropriate or made, you know, numerous mistakes. At that particular moment, I think that officer was doing the best that they could based on the information that they had, and you don't know what you don't know. So we'll see as more information comes out. By the way, another text from the 763, kind of along those sentiments, saying, my guess is that the New Hope officer would have paid a horrible price by trying to push the conversation further. All he had to do was raise his gun to the window. There's an aspect to this story that I did want to talk about and just kind of bring to you guys' attention, which is important. Okay, I want to give much respect to the radio and television host that worked on this breaking news all weekend. Everyone here at WCCO Radio, Jason DeRussia, Susie Jones, everyone sliding in, doing shifts, monitoring the breaking news. Unbelievable work. You look on the television side, Tom Hauser at Channel 5 was awesome as always. Paul Bloom. and the folks at Fox 9, I thought were absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. And I bring this up. I even text a few of them over the weekend and just... It's just amazing to see the work that people are doing. Randy Meyer, Amy Hockert. Just outstanding coverage all weekend long. And I bring this up because people have to understand how difficult being in that role and doing that type of breaking news and coverage is. It's not easy. And I want to give these people their props and their flowers because I understand how hard it is. The average person will say, well, hold on, Lake, they're just doing their job. They're just reporting. It's not as easy as just saying that. I get it. Randy Meyer's a vet. He's been doing television anchor work forever. Amy Hocker, she's a vet. But you have to understand that in these type of situations, in these instances, they're just not reporting the news. You're also talking about, in many instances, reporting on people that you actually know. People that you've met. Maybe you've had a lot of communication with these people. There's the human element to that. So you have to factor that in on a local level. That means everything. This is not, you know, Henry Lake talking about Sly Stone passing away at the age of 82. When you have a tragic situation like we just had here and you're in media and you deal with Melissa Horman and others, I was talking to Taylor Rivera just in the newsroom earlier today. She just spoke to Melissa Horman a week ago. So, like, it's give these people their props. It takes a lot to do the work. And the other thing about this, and I just know this from dealing with situations, right? Whether it was the bridge collapsing here, other things that happened when I was in Kansas City, is that the chaos that's happening in real time, we never truly know and see. Like the behind-the-scenes people at television stations and radio stations, like there's a lot going on. You're talking about construction and traffic on the freeways?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being in that. Like I'm watching Amy Hocker. She's trying to do stuff on her laptop and trying to pull up news and do and report and get all this stuff out there and also trying to hold it together emotionally. Like, and his name escapes me. And I apologize in advance, but the political reporter or the reporter that they had on site that was talking to Amy and Leah Beano from Channel 9 on Saturday, he was literally doing reports with basically tears in his eyes. His name is Corn Hogard. Corn Hogard. He was unbelievable. I've not met Corn. I'd love to meet him. He was unbelievable. You talk about reporting and speaking with your heart and having to balance emotions. Man, this stuff ain't easy, man. It ain't easy. When you see people that are literally, their lives are taken from them, and in real time we have to talk about this stuff, man. And people, like, this stuff is not easy, man. It isn't. To be in these type of environments, it's not easy. I received hate mail to this damn radio station. I've had people send me letters within the last couple months signed MAGA. You don't have to love me. You don't have to like me. Whatever. But don't ever think that doing what we do is just an easy job. I salute all of the people over the weekend that held it down. of all stations. You got stations that had everybody on deck rolling to their stations, ready to roll, because they knew the magnitude of this moment. They knew important. This was history. What did the officer say yesterday? The biggest manhunt in the history of Minnesota? These media members step up, man. It means a lot for them to step up and do the job, and also at the same time grant the dignity to families that are grieving, families that are hoping that their loved ones are going to pull through, communities that are reeling. And that's not even to talk about all the other people that were on the list that he talked about harming. Don't think for one second that the camera people that go in and out of your communities, that they're not working their asses off. Don't think for one second that an Amy Hocker or Paul Bloom, that they don't have feelings when they go report on people. They're dealing with humans. They're not dealing with robots. Six five one 461-9226. Let me go to Jared in Apple Valley. Jared.
Hey, Henry. Hey, Henry. How's it going?
Been better.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. Hey, so I just wanted to say one thing real quick. So I'm at work, right? And I work in a shop, right? So I deal with like a lot of personalities, a lot of big manly man personalities, attitudes. A lot of them are right wing, you know, whatever. I don't care about your politicalness, right? But when I hear some people at work telling me, hey, you know, if this is a Republican that got shot, the Democrats would be in the street dancing, I completely don't agree with that. That is absolutely, nobody wants anybody. Look, I don't want anybody to get killed, all right? I don't want anybody who's on either side of the fence to get killed for their political beliefs. It all should end in the aisle. That's just my personal take on it. But to hear that kind of rhetoric at, you know, at work, and I mean, it's like, yeah, it's unbelievable the amount of stuff that's being said about stuff. So I just wanted to put an end to that real quick.
Yeah. And thanks to the phone call from Jared in Apple Valley. But remember when I led off this show and I talked about how I'm losing faith in humanity? This is why. This text right here from the 612. Grow up. That is what your job is. Just like cops, marshals, FBI. Get off your platform. They all have feelings as well. They know most people. They do every day. This is what we're talking about, people. This is why in this country we can't get ahead, because we have people like this that are filled with toxic hate. This right here embodies the toxic hate that I'm talking about. That text right there. I give flowers to law enforcement that doing their jobs and doing it the best they can. I give flowers to media across the board for doing their job, and you got people like this that had to put their fingers together to send in a text. This is why we're failing. 651-461-9226. More Lake Show coming up next. All right, welcome back to the Lake Show. In addition to the show coming up at 7:05, Madeira Arredondo, the former Minneapolis Police Department chief, he's going to join us. Because I want to get his thoughts on, or just experience with regards to, like, law enforcement and officials communicating with each other in the midst of all that was transpiring over the weekend. Because I know that that just cannot be easy. You're trying to find a murderer, a suspect, a fugitive, somebody that's on the run, and you're trying to cover so much area. I wonder what that is like. And then also, I think that there is a real conversation that people are having about, and let me try to say this the right way, not having distrust in the police, because it's not about distrust in the police, but being weary of people that are posing as police officers. And that could, because this is something that now complicates the job for real men and women that are doing the job.
Yeah, it is so easy right now for people to get the uniform and cosplay as law enforcement. And we're seeing it out in Los Angeles where you have people that the uniforms don't match, the font doesn't match, the vest doesn't match, the hats don't match. You've got individuals that are out there claiming to be law enforcement, but there's no mandatory identification. There's nothing out there that they have to prove who they are. So it's so
I don't have a warrant. And to me, we're having a lot of things that are complicating jobs for people.
Absolutely. And it's being predicated by the fact that there's no declaration coming from the top saying you have to identify yourself. Nothing like that.
I think that this weekend there was a fear that people had with that specifically that they probably hadn't had before, because you have someone that is a straight up poser faking it and killing people. So I'll ask him about that question too, and how that really how that impacts their job. We'll talk to the former Minneapolis Police Department Chief Majero Arredondo. He joins us next year on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.